This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. The state legislature is considering a measure that would extend in-state tuition benefits to undocumented residents. Initially, the bill had 35 co-sponsors and what appeared to be widespread support, but since then, the legislation and its supporters have been under attack. Everyone from Rush Limbaugh to Governor Easley have lined up against it. The bill is modeled on laws already in effect in states like Texas, New York, and Illinois. It would allow undocumented students who graduate from high schools and earn admission to one of the state's community colleges or universities to pay in-state tuition instead of having to pay much higher out-of-state rates. Supporters claim it's an economic development initiative that will help the Hispanic dropout rate, help to lower that rate, and prepare them for the U.S. job market. Opponents believe it's a reward to those who are here illegally. An Elon University poll released yesterday actually shows 49% of North Carolinians support it, compared with 41% against it. William Gein has been in the forefront of those who believe the bill is a bad idea. He's president of Americans for Legal Immigration, and that's a political action committee working to defeat the bill. William, welcome.
Thank you, Frank. Glad to be on the show.
Thank you. What do you make of this Elon poll showing close to a majority of North Carolinians want to see this bill pass?
Well, to be honest with you, Frank, when I was first told about it, I had a spontaneous fit of laughter. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I finally have had a chance to look at it. Elon has not released the wording of their poll, but I can tell you, Frank, that poll is cooked. It's what we call a push poll, and respondents, we don't even know who the respondents were, but we know from newspaper articles they were told several positive things about the bill before being asked if they support it. And just like the lawmakers that have pulled their names off the bill in Raleigh, HB 1183 looks like a really good idea unless you think about it. You might even think it's a really good idea on the surface until you hear the opposing viewpoint. Many North Carolinians have had the chance to think about it, and we're tracking five or six online polls showing 90% opposed to it. We can't seem to find anybody hardly to go on many radio stations to call in that support it. We can't find people on the ground hardly that support it and will speak in favor of it. The bottom line to HB 1183 is that it will replace our children, legal Americans, in the limited spaces of college that everybody knows turns away thousands of people each year, and taxpayers will be paying to do that. And, of course, that will be a magnet for more illegal immigration because people come from all over the country and the world to go to our colleges. It's a attraction. It's something people want.
Yeah.
And we already have an illegal immigration crisis in North Carolina.
Well, let me ask you a couple of things because I do want to get to the arguments pro and con. But first, you challenged the poll. The poll has been released. We do have a copy of it. Now, read the wording of it, and I want you to tell me what you find suggestive about this wording. It says, the North Carolina House of Representatives is considering a bill that would allow illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition as opposed to out-of-state tuition to attend state universities and community colleges. To qualify, the students must have attended a North Carolina high school for 4 years. They must also apply for legal immigration status. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Yes, it's several very positive statements. They graduate high school, 4 years. They apply to be citizens. You know, it actually the bill calls for them to sign an affidavit saying that they're applying to be citizens, and it doesn't mean that they will be given citizenship. Where, as far as training a workforce, we'll be training people for jobs they're not legally allowed to have.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this, though. You say positive statements. I mean, those positive statements are what the bill calls for. It's not positive statements of the pollster. That's what the bill says. They've been here 4 years.
Yes, Frank, but I could also do a poll and say, there's been a bill introduced in the North Carolina General Assembly that would give in-state tuition to the children of illegal aliens. Although this bill may replace legal citizens in the classroom, and although this will cost the taxpayers $8,000 per year per student, do you support this bill? That's what we call a push poll. And what's interesting here, because candidates and campaigns use push polls like that to get a certain response and to test where they can get the response. And it's interesting that Elon University is engaging in a campaign technique.
Let me talk to you about some of these online polls that you're talking about. Of course, those are not scientific polls at all. In fact, the disclaimers on those polls say just that when you go online. So they don't
really,
compare to these, really, do they? I mean, in terms of their scientific credibility.
They have some validity because otherwise we wouldn't put them up. They've developed a great deal. There are some problems with online polls. But what we're seeing is in five or six separate online polls run by media outlets such as the NC Press Association and WRAL, we're seeing a consistent reading across multiple online polls, from those that have had few respondents to those that have had thousands of respondents. So when you have a series of online polls that are all pointing at 90% of North Carolinians being opposed to this bill, that tells us something.
Now, let me
I don't think any rational North Carolinian is going to believe that Elon poll. I had four people call me today wanting to know what they've been smoking over at Elon, because that's ridiculous. It is ridiculous to think that over the majority of North Carolinians would put illegal aliens in college before their own children.
Well, let's take now, rather than talk about the numbers, let's see what they're responding to. I guess one of the arguments that I've heard is that if you make it easier for children to go to school, they're less likely to be a burden on the social service system. In other words, they're going to cost you less because they have better education, and there's all kinds of research to suggest that with higher education, there's less likelihood that you go on public assistance.
Well, that is being based on the opinion that the illegal aliens in North Carolina are here to stay. And it's been said by the media several times, they're here, they're not going anywhere. Well, that's an opinion statement, Frank. Migrants, both legal and illegal, have come and gone from our state for decades, some would say even hundreds of years, to do jobs, to do low-skilled labor. The thing is, more are staying than leaving now. And there's many reasons that they're staying, but state benefits and driver's licenses and things of that nature are definitely positive incentives to stay, and it sends the wrong message. We love children in this state. North Carolinians are such caring people, okay? They mm-hmm. really are. But they know when they're being taken advantage of, and they know when something doesn't make common sense. There's a common sense in the people here that, you know, most of the lawmakers that signed that bill didn't even read it and have time to consider the ramifications of what it means 2 and 4 and 6 years from now. We already have a state budget hold of $1 billion, 4 years running. We know that illegal immigration will do that to a state budget. And if we're going to avoid the fate of California, which should be a lesson for us to study and learn from, where they've closed 8 hospitals in 8 months in California because of indigent care, and it's predominantly illegal aliens.
William, let me ask you this. First of all, I guess when you say most of the legislatures haven't read it, we get back to numbers again. You haven't done a real scientific survey on that.
Well, I've been in the hallways for several weeks now talking to people.
Kind of chatting it up. Let me ask you this. When you talk about the right or the drain on services, those folks who are here, whether they're temporary or not, they're earning paychecks, and that means they're paying state taxes, aren't they, which go to pay for university education?
Well, Frank, from the examples of the border states and from numerous studies, we know that collectively illegal aliens are a drain on tax services and it's a collective drain on the economy, because they're low-skilled workers. They demand a high amount of taxpayer-supported services in healthcare, education, community safety problems, you name it. And at the same time, they're only being paid very low wages for these jobs. So if their taxes are not being taken out, study after study shows, and common sense would dictate, and the lessons of 4 border states, especially California, illustrate, they are not a benefit.
Yeah. I guess, of course, another common sense response could be, if they're low-skilled and low-paid, better get them a better education, and then they'll be high-skilled, high-paid, and they'll be paying even more taxes.
Well, that'd be great if we were all loaded with money to give out. But the state's broke, the federal government's broke, and our city and county governments are under severe duress, and hospitals are in the prior state of the hospitals of California, which are having to close their doors. There are limits. And you're talking about legislation that's not charitable. It's not charitable when through taxation you force other people's money to go someplace. The bottom line is there are limits to what we can do. And if we do not accept and understand those limits and address the spending habits of lawmakers and our priorities, okay, sure, let's give them all a college education, let's all give them all free health care, and when the day comes, like in California, where our loved ones perish because there's not a hospital within reach, then we'll wonder what went wrong. I would prefer that we take the lessons in front of us, take the common sense of the people of North Carolina, and remove incentives to illegal aliens, remove the licenses, remove the in-state tuition, work on the federal government to secure our border, try to ask for more enforcement. Because it's basically our immigration enforcement is a joke right now, and that needs to change. And crack down on employers.
Let me ask you this: should those folks be here at all? Should we send those who are illegal just out of the state? Should they not be here?
Because
I will tell you that probably is going to have an impact on the cost of labor and the cost of goods and services in this state if they do leave.
Well, we've got our labor and our goods and services done for hundreds of years without this. Mm-hmm. And I'll pay a little more for a head of lettuce if it means my hospital stays open. But, yes, North Carolinians and Americans don't like any visions of people being hunted and door-to-door. We don't have to do anything like that. Right now, what's happening is, there are illegal aliens that have finished serving time in North Carolina prisons for murder, rape, child abuse, drug running, you name it, and they're being released from prison where they were at taxpayer expense. By the way, we're going into further debt to build new prisons in North Carolina, and by the time they're online, we're already back at capacity.
Of course, there's nothing to suggest that there's a higher rate of inmate population attributed to the immigrant population. There's a lot of folks there who are born right here in Tar Heel State.
Well, the reason there's a high crime rate in the illegal immigrant population is because they break our laws crossing the borders, then they break our laws with fraudulent documents, then they break our laws by going to work at a place that they're prohibited by law from having, and they're also working with the gangs that bring them in. You have a whole organized crime structure that is bringing these people to our state. So there's a community safety consideration as well. But right now, they're not even being deported, Frank, after serving sentences for murder.
William, thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank.
William Gein is the president of Americans for Legal Immigration, a political action organization. Just ahead, the Ducks stop by on their way to Merlefest. Support for the State of Things comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners who support North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.